Nothing in this podcast or on our website should be construed as medical advice. Consult your healthcare provider for your individual nutritional and medical needs. The information presented is based on our research and is strictly that of the author and not necessarily those of any professional group or other individual.
Hi, I'm Sue Becker from Bread Beckers. Welcome to Sue's Healthy Minutes. I'm so excited you've joined me today, and I hope this episode encourages you and allows you to find the answers you have been praying for the health of you and your family. Eat more fiber. You've most likely heard that before, especially if you have listened to any of my teaching. But do you know why fiber is so good for your health? Dietary fiber, found mainly in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans, is probably best known for its ability to prevent or relieve constipation. In episode 3, Digestion and Elimination, I shared thoroughly about fiber's necessary role in relieving constipation and a few of the health issues that are directly related to this very common complaint. But did you know that foods containing fiber can provide many other health benefits as well, such as lowering your risk of diabetes, lowering blood cholesterol levels, reducing the risk of heart disease and stroke, and even maintaining a healthy weight? From the information shared in episode 3, you might remember what fiber is, but I will do a quick recap here so it will be fresh in your mind as I share some of the other important benefits of eating more fiber. Dietary fiber, also known as roughage or bulk, includes the parts of plant foods or carbohydrates that your body cannot digest or absorb. Unlike other food components, such as fats and proteins or carbohydrates, which your body breaks down and absorbs, fiber isn't digested by your body. Instead, it passes relatively intact through your stomach, your small intestines and colon, and out of your body. Fiber is commonly classified as either soluble, which dissolves in water, or insoluble, which doesn't dissolve in water. Insoluble fiber is the type of fiber that promotes the movement of material through your digestive system and increases the bulk of your stool. It is this insoluble fiber that lends the greatest benefit to those who struggle with constipation and irregular or difficult to eliminate bowel movements, as well as helping to bulk up those loose, watery stools or chronic diarrhea. As an added benefit of relieving constipation, a high fiber diet then can also help lower the risk of developing hemorrhoids, or those small pouches in your colon known as diverticular disease. Real whole grains, particularly the bran portion, along with seeds such as nuts, beans, and legumes, are great food sources of insoluble fiber. Vegetables such as cauliflower and green beans are also good sources of insoluble fiber. Now, soluble fiber, on the other hand, is the type of fiber that dissolves in water to form a gel-like material which moves slowly through your small intestines. Now, while both types of fiber are important, it is that soluble fiber that can help lower cholesterol as well as blood sugar levels and even promote weight loss. Let's look first at soluble fiber's role in lowering cholesterol. How does fiber lower cholesterol? As mentioned before, soluble fiber dissolves in water to form a gel-like substance which moves slowly through the small intestines. As it passes through the small intestines, it actually grabs up excess fat and cholesterol from our diets, as well as bile salts and even sugar from the digestive process to be excreted instead of being absorbed into the bloodstream. Once excreted, these so-called building blocks of cholesterol are no longer available. The elimination of bile salts also reduces the amount that are reabsorbed by the small intestines. The body then must make more bile salts, and it uses cholesterol to do this. So it will draw from our blood cholesterol. Also, our bodies make about 80% of the cholesterol we need. And as already mentioned, fiber helps to remove the excessive building blocks of cholesterol. It's important to note it's the excessive building blocks. Then the cholesterol that does get made is used to do its jobs, like making more bile salts, making hormones, and building strong cellular structures instead of hanging out in our bloodstream and getting deposited in our arteries. So fiber can then, in turn, reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. Real bread made from freshly milled whole grains is a deliciously rich food source of fiber, both soluble and insoluble. But fiber isn't the only nutrient in real bread that can help lower cholesterol. Whole grains are high in three B vitamins, inositol, choline, and B6, as well as the fat emulsifier lecithin, all critical nutrients in fat and cholesterol metabolism. These nutrients help to break down cholesterol into small particles that can readily pass through the arterial wall into the tissues where it can be used. One of the first testimonies of real bread that was shared with me when we first started Bread Beckers was about the cholesterol-lowering effects of real bread. It was a friend's early morning phone call declaring to me that it was the bread that lowered her cholesterol 85 points in just 1 month that inspired me to study the amazing health benefits of real bread. So now that we understand how the fiber and other nutrients found particularly in whole grains and real bread can help lower cholesterol, what about blood sugar and weight loss? These two benefits are actually somewhat related to the same action of both soluble and insoluble fiber during digestion. Since insoluble fiber cannot be broken down during digestion, it slows the emptying of the stomach into the small intestines, making you feel full longer. The feeling of fullness and being satisfied reduces the temptation to overeat or to eat in excess. I often say that fiber is a cheap belly filler. Jesus compared himself to bread by stating that he was the real bread of life and that all who come to him will be satisfied. His audience would have known exactly how satisfying real bread is. Soluble fiber, as mentioned previously, forms a gelatinous substance that passes slowly through the small intestines, resulting in a slow breakdown and release of the sugars from carbohydrate digestion. This slow release of simple sugars into the bloodstream maintains a more normal rise in blood sugar after eating and therefore greatly reduces the demand for insulin production. Also, our body's primary fuel for energy production is sugar. The slow release of these sugars during digestion allows for a steady source of energy, which helps to prevent not only the spikes and drops of our blood sugar levels, but also our energy levels as well. I often hear people say that they can't eat bread because they are diabetic, or if they eat this bread, they will gain weight. But I can tell you this, we often hear just the opposite of these beliefs. In fact, years ago, I studied the works of Dr. Anderson of the University of Kentucky, who did extensive research on diabetes. He studied groups of insulin-dependent diabetics and took them off the high-protein, low-carb diet and instead used a high-carb, low-protein diet with his patients. The key was that the carbohydrates were complex carbohydrates and in particular, whole grain bread. In one of his studies, 16 of the 18 patients tested came off of their insulin or greatly reduced their dosage. We often hear personal testimonies like these as well of how real bread has not only stabilized blood sugar, but encouraged weight loss, sometimes 10 to 20 pounds in just a few weeks when only changing to real bread and eating as much as they want. Bottom line, fiber fills you up and real bread satisfies. These are only a few reasons why we need to eat more fiber and real bread. So just how much fiber do we need? For women, the recommended daily allowance is about 25 grams, and for men, it's about 38. Unfortunately, the average American's fiber intake is less than 15 grams per day. While fiber supplements may help, it is really best and tastier too to get your fiber from real food. And it's easy if you're eating real bread and incorporating other grains and beans and fresh fruits and vegetables into your daily diet. In fact, one slice of real bread alone gives you about 4 grams of fiber. And fresh fruit, such as a pear or an apple or a cup of berries, will provide anywhere from 4 to 8 grams of fiber per serving. And let's not forget beans or legumes, such as lentils, which have about 8 grams of fiber in just a half a cup serving. Now, if you're not used to eating fiber-rich foods, it's important to increase your fiber consumption gradually. But it's best to eat smaller portions throughout the day as to eating a larger portion at one serving. Now, if you're not used to eating fiber-rich foods, it's important to increase your fiber consumption gradually, eating smaller portions throughout the day as opposed to eating a larger serving in, say, one meal. And remember to drink plenty of water, as fiber absorbs water in your digestive system. So increasing your water intake is critically important to promote proper elimination. You know, I'm often asked which grain is the most nutritious. And my reply is usually that is like asking which fruit or vegetable is the most nutritious. Most grains, just like fruits and vegetables, have a basic nutritional profile in common. But of course, there are some that offer nutrients that others may not. That is why variety is key. And while all whole grains are high in fiber, oats and barley in particular have the highest content of all. In my next episode of Sue's Healthy Minutes, we will look particularly at some amazing health benefits of a unique soluble fiber found abundantly in oats and barley. But until next time, I want to encourage you, eat more fiber. And be sure to thank our Heavenly Father for His amazing imagination that has given us so many delicious foods to choose from. You know, Bread Bakers is happy to offer a wide variety of grains and beans in their whole, unrefined state, a truly nutritious, high fiber, storable food. Thank you for listening today. This is Sue Becker from Bread Bakers with Sue's Healthy Minutes.
Sue's Healthy Minutes podcast has been a presentation by the Bread Bakers Incorporated, located in Woodstock, Georgia. For more information, store hours, and learning opportunities, visit breadbakers.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast and never miss an episode. Share this with 2 friends who would benefit from this information, and be sure to join us again next week for more of Sue's Healthy Minutes.